So Mary, 30 years on, an heroic rescue of Sir Richard by your late husband.
Yes, yes. It was a really natural thing for Tommy to do. He went out to save so many lives around Rathlin in his time. It's the rule of the sea and all of that. But it was a great, exciting event, the whole Virgin Flyer, transatlantic trip. It was amazing.
And I suppose in recent decades, Rathlin in the public consciousness has grown, and there's been great investment. Of course, Sir Richard has been a part of that. I mean, it actually brought real benefit to the island, Sir Richard's accident, didn't it?
Oh, yes. He asked Tommy what he could do for him. And Tommy told him, well, there's this little project in the island, a community project, but only if you think it's any good. He said it would be quite good if you could see your way to making a contribution. So that's what he did. He contributed $25,000 to the development of the Manor House project in the island.
And Richard and Tommy became friends. There was a great deal of respect between the two men.
Yes, I think it was like met like. Tommy was a bit of an adventurer, a bit of a rascal, enjoyed kind of risky, pushing themselves to the limit. So,
yep.
And Tommy was well used to dealing with the press because of his campaigning for Rathlin. So everything sort of chimed between the two. He did offer Tommy a job when he went to London for the check at the Virgin Superstore. Richard offered him a job in his PR team. And now we had a big family, and when he came back, he told me this. And I asked him, I said, well, you know, that would be good money. And he said, oh, yes, and we had a big family. And I says, and what did you say? And he says, I told him I wasn't interested. I was only interested in Rathlin. So all I could think of was how great it would be to have that kind of money, you know. As Tommy said, look, could you really see me trailing round after Richard Branson and all of that caper? He says, don't be stupid.
And Mary, before you go, strange but true, an amazing coincidence with regard to Rathlin and a previous voyage.
Tommy noted at the time that in the 1840s, a sailing vessel with Rathlin immigrants on board was wrecked on the coast of Maine, and Virgin Flyer left the same state and was wrecked off Rathlin.
Wow.
Just an interesting thing.
Yeah.
And of course, Rathlin is associated with so many great historical characters like Robert the Bruce, Marconi, which heralded in the age of mass communications. You know, Rathlin, for the size of it, has an enormously significant history, way beyond which anybody would ever believe.